little bit different because I'm not usually this guy. I'm not usually the guy to say, calm down, take your time, let's see how things play out. Because we live in a world that's no longer a 24-hour news cycle. We live in a world that's a 24-second news cycle. And everybody wants everything on demand. And for the most part, we get it. We get coaches fired more quickly than normal. Players sent to other teams via trade and via buyout, via cut, quicker than we used to see. But what I really would like you to do on this Saturday evening, 9:28 here at 97.5 The Fanatic, I would like you to just calm down for 1 second about the Sixers draft picks and about Sixers free agency. Elton Brand said something the other day, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, that really piqued my interest. Piqued my interest to the point that I slowed my roll, I slowed myself, and I took a step back, and I looked at it as objectively as possible, not as a Sixers fan, not even as an NBA fan, but as a guy that is trying to be objective about the NBA and about the Philadelphia 76ers, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But please, please pump the brakes on the Sixers' hate of the pick at number 20 of Matisse Thybulle. Tyler Zuli here with you on a Saturday night, just about 9:30 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Of course, we are WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast only from the Xfinity studio. That comes only from Comcast. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. We just get done with the Philadelphia Soul. They win a big one in Columbus over the Destroyers. We've got a half an hour till our friends at Checkpoint Radio take over. So it's me, it's Brian, it's you until 10 o'clock here tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian, let's cue up that sound from Elton Brand that I mentioned earlier in the day. We'll get to that in just a second. What he said to me is the most important thing that I've heard from Elton Brand, I think, in his nearly two-year tenure. And what he told me is to pump my brakes. And why I say I pump my brakes is he's got this thing figured out. He's got something in his mind ready to go. Now, I don't know if what he has in his mind is going to come to fruition to a 100% T, because that's not how sports work. But he used a very particular and choice set of words.
You know, we need flexibility. I need every dollar that I can get. So that's what a lot of those trades is about, making sure we have enough money, you know, so we can go into free agency and get the players we need.
So he's got a plan. They wanted financial flexibility to get the players they need. And he goes on later to say, everything will make sense soon. If it's all going to make sense soon, that means to me that Elton Brand has a plan, A, he's ready to execute that plan, B, and C, I think that there may be a backup plan. 610-632-0975. Are you okay with A, the pick of Matisse Thybulle and moving up to get the pick that clearly the Sixers, it's the guy they wanted, and B, Elton Brand saying it'll all make sense soon? Are you willing to take a step back and say, this is our plan, we're going to take a shot, let the guy plan it out? So if it's all going to make sense soon, that means there is a particular group of guys in mind. Come June 30th, in 8 days, at this time, players will have agreed to contracts in 8 days. So that means there's a particular set of guys that Elton Brand has in mind, and it is player A, player B, player C, and they equate to plan one, plan two, plan three. And to me, that's enough. Until we are proven otherwise, that's enough for me to sit and say, let's wait and see what happens. It gives me hope. And at least pause, if not hope, at least it gives me pause that the Sixers have a legitimate plan going into free agency. Because this time last year, I did not think that the Sixers would have a legitimate plan. And it turns out they didn't. And everything worked out in the end that they were able to re-sign J.J. Redick. They were able to trade for Jimmy Butler. They were able to trade for Tobias Harris. And it put together perhaps the best team of my lifetime. But with that being said, I never felt like that regime had a plan. This one, I'm much more comfortable in waiting the next 8 days to figure this thing out. 610-632-0975. Again, the question's twofold. Are you okay with waiting with Elton Brand's plan? And B, are you all right with the trade-up for Matisse Thybulle to go up to 20 and trade with the Boston Celtics, which doesn't get you Carson Edwards?
And it'll make sense soon.
It'll all make sense soon, Brian. It will. I just have this gut reaction that everything is going to make sense soon. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Brad in Westchester. What's going on, Brad?
In Chip, we trust. In Bryce Harper, we trust. In Elton Brand, we trust. Do you see a common thread there?
I get where you're going at, Brad. Go ahead and continue. And I get where you're going at, and I have a different reason as to why I think these two are different.
Okay, I understand the rationale there. Second round picks, I'm completely fine with trading. We've gone over on 97.5 all day about the probabilities of a second round pick landing.
Right, it's very slim. Minimal.
It's nothing. Trade them away. Korver got traded for a copier machine. It's fine. Trade them away. I'm fine with that. But do you think for a second, let's just sit back and think about this. Why do we trust Elton Brand so much? Yes, he made great moves for Tobias. Yes, he made a great move for Jimmy. Did that win us a chip? No, it didn't.
No.
But it put us in the position to win a chip, which I was fine with. But now we are heading in the free agency where the uncertainty of Jimmy Butler arises and the uncertainty of Tobias Harris arises. But we still, and you too, put so much trust in Elton Brand, and I just don't get why. Prove it. I'm a prove it guy.
And I totally understand that you are more wait and see. My only thought process, the difference between Chip and the difference between Elton Brand is, I don't know how you felt about Chip, but I almost felt like most of us were able to kind of see right through the mirage that was Chip Kelly. It was like, listen, we see through your crap, and this is going to fall apart. To me, Elton Brand seems to be somewhat genuine about this whole thing.
Were we, though? Did we see through Chip that much? When he got promoted to GM, were we that? We were pumped. I remember 97.5 was hype, and me too, and I'm a proponent of that. But we instilled so much trust in him, and when he got promoted, I was like, yeah, Chip got it. Chip knows the answers. He knows what to do. Did we really see through it that much, though? That's just where my argument comes with Elton Brand.
Appreciate the phone call, Brad, and I get that a lot of people were excited that Chip took the reins initially, but I don't think it, what I meant to say is that I don't think it took long to see through the mirage that was Chip Kelly. And this could be the same thing. We could all be getting strung along right now. And if we are, at the end of the day, I will look back at June 22nd, 2019, and I will pull the archives of this audio. And I will say to you, Brad in Westchester, you were right. I'm sorry. Because I feel like I want to be man enough to do that. But to me, the difference between that is the sincerity of this whole thing with Elton Brand. At least I'm giving him the time and the benefit of the doubt. If it comes back to punch us all in the face, then we were wrong. But to me, the next 8 days are just a total wait and see period, and I'm willing to give this a shot. If it comes out that the Sixers don't get Jimmy Butler back, or don't get Tobias Harris back, or don't get both, or don't go get a big-time superstar free agent like Kawhi Leonard, then we'll rehash this conversation in May of 2020. Because as someone who has been very open about my thought process on the Sixers, in saying that I think that this window is significantly smaller than what people want to believe it is. They're in win-now mode. That was evident by the two trades that they made and depleting their bench and giving up the protected first-round pick and giving up Landry Shamet. They are totally in win-now mode. So if you don't bring Jimmy Butler back and you don't bring Tobias Harris back, and or, there should be an and or in there. So it's and Tobias Harris or Tobias Harris and another good player that can help you immediately, then we have issues. But until that time comes, I think we need to relax on this whole spectrum that's been the last 72 hours of Sixers basketball. Because here's really how I look at it. Everybody sits here and looks at it as the sky is falling. I've gotten to that point with teams before, and I know that you have as well. You feel like you aren't getting enough because this team didn't win the championship. This team didn't progress any further than what it did last year. And they added the two pieces that you thought were going to get them over that semifinals hump. They just happened to run into the buzzsaw that was the Toronto Raptors, probably the best team in the East throughout most of the season, despite the fact that the Bucks won more games. So you hate the fact that they moved up in the draft, or you hate a particular draft player, a draftee like Matisse Thybulle, because it gives you that chance to say, I told you so, when the team is inevitably wrong, if they're inevitably wrong. My other thought is you circle on a particular player so hard in a draft or in free agency. Because, Brian, who are the two names that we heard this entire 2 weeks, 3 weeks leading up to the draft that Sixers fans wanted?
Cameron Johnson was one.
Cameron Johnson.
Kevin Porter.
Carson Edwards was the other.
Of course.
Right? So you circle in on these two guys because what? They're shooters? Because the Sixers need a shooter, which is evident. We all know the Sixers need a shooter. But you circle in on these guys that you say, wow, this guy could be a huge fit for the Sixers. Cameron Johnson would have been a great fit. Evidently, Cameron Johnson would have been a great fit. Everybody mocked him in the early to mid-20s. He went 11th. Clearly, other teams valued Cameron Johnson just as much as the Sixers did, if not more. Carson Edwards was a fringe first-round pick who ended up going in the second round with that pick that you traded to Boston to move up to get your guy. In a massive draft class, if you center around one guy or two guys, you are going to be routinely disappointed. And I think that's what a lot of Sixers fans fell into a trap of on Thursday night, is they were just inherently disappointed because of the fact that it wasn't Cameron Johnson because he was gone, and it wasn't Carson Edwards because of the fact that they traded 33. And I think it probably didn't help that Carson Edwards is now on the Boston Celtics. But to me, this whole thing comes down to 8 days from now. June 30th, what is it, 6 p.m. I believe is the opening of free agency, 6 p.m. on June 30th. This is where it all comes together. Because if it doesn't, then we can look back again on June 22nd and go, Tyler, you were wrong. We shouldn't have waited. The Sixers shouldn't have waited. And now we're looking at a team of, instead of Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and Cameron Johnson, we're looking at a team of Jimmy Butler, C-level free agent, and Matisse Thybulle. Clearly the desire for Matisse Thybulle was so intense that they were willing to trade with Boston. So he's clearly their guy. And if you have the opportunity to bring Jimmy Butler back, this team's going to be one of the best defensive teams in the league. With Zaire Smith coming off the bench, the guy can play defense too. So I really am just imploring you for the next 18 minutes of this show and for the next 8 days, relax on the fact that you want to say you didn't like a draft pick or you didn't like the fact that they had five picks and only came away with two players and they moved up and traded with Boston again. Trading within the division sounds a lot dumber in like a video game than it does in real life. If you've got a guy circled, he's your guy. You do what you can to go get him. because 4 second round picks, we've heard it. Brad mentioned it earlier on the call from Westchester. You get 4 second round picks. How often do second round picks become legitimate players? Jamie talked about it all day earlier on the show. It was a great show. I agree with him 100%. And Jamie and I don't always agree on things because I like to be the aggressor most of the time. But on this one, I'm sitting here and just saying, let's just relax for just a moment. 610-632-0975. Are you relaxed with Elton Brand? If not, why? Are you okay with the Matisse-Thybulle pick? And I want to get into some Phillies talk as well because they've just been shattering my mind lately. But this weekend's programming is brought to you by Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The Jeep Celebration Sale event is happening now at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit their spectacular showroom on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square. Or, of course, you can shop online 24/7 at Vidian.com. Tyler Zuli here with you on this Saturday night. 15 minutes until our friends from Checkpoint Radio take over. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. You just heard him as well. The Sixers are in a very wait-and-see mode, and I am totally okay with it. A team that's not in a wait-and-see mode, and I'm totally not okay with, are the Philadelphia Phillies. Brian, I saw a tweet you put out earlier today, and it had, I think you quote-tweeted somebody, and it had something to do basically with, I don't know what the plan is, but something's got to happen soon. Because this team is in utter freefall.
I don't know how you fix them. I really don't. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but I just know it's not fun to watch.
It's not even, that's the thing is, like, last year's team, for as poor as they were, and down the stretch at least, they at least kept us entertained throughout the summer months. And they were really just the bridge to the Eagles, and the bridge to the Sixers, and the bridge to the Flyers, because we did not expect that team to be a playoff team, and the fact that they were in contention as long as they were was just icing on the cake for us. This team, we expected big things from. So while I'm patient on the Sixers, I am not patient on this Phillies team because you didn't go and get Kimbrel. That's fine. I was not keen on giving either of those guys a multi-year deal. What irked me was the fact that all Keuchel would have cost you at this point was money. Because it was a one-year deal, $13 million from the Atlanta Braves, which means to me the Phillies were outbid by the Braves because he probably just took whatever money he could get. So there's no Keuchel, there's no Kimbrel, there's no fifth starter at all on this team, there's no offensive production, and quite honestly, at this point, on June 22nd, with a team that's, what, two games over 500 now? And almost six back of the Atlanta Braves. You know what there is? There's no heart at all on this team. This team irks me because, like we said, last year's team was fun to watch and they outproduced expectations up until the middle of August. This team was supposed to be somewhere between an 85 and people were saying 100 win team. I walked that back a little bit and said they were probably going to be about an 88 win team. Probably be a wild card. Have it, and if you get in, anything can happen. You get Nola on a wild card game, all of a sudden you're in the NLDS. You only have to win three games. This team's been putrid. Absolutely putrid. And I'm not a fire the coaches guy. Because I know that they've got to put a fire under these guys and light something within them. But two things. One, they're professional baseball players. They're grown men. And two, and I know that there are a lot of people that hate this argument because it's the same argument we had with Brett Brown for 82 games plus the playoffs last year. But I've always sided on this side of this argument. Gabe Kapler's not pitching the ball. Gabe Kapler's not catching the ball. Gabe Kapler's not hitting the ball. John Malley is not hitting the ball either. I understand that sometimes there's the turnover that needs to happen within a coaching staff, a manager, a hitting coach, a pitching coach. I get that. But these guys are not on the field. Bryce Harper has underperformed. Gene Segura, since his hot start, has underperformed. I understand that everybody loves him to death, but JT Realmuto has underperformed. The only one that's played well so far is Scott Kingery. And I was Mr. Anti-Scott Kingery last year simply because I don't give contracts to guys that haven't proven anything. But to me, the lack of heart, the lack of anything on this team is just entirely, entirely frustrating. It hurts my brain at this point.
But is that a lack of motivation?
Certainly to an extent.
Are they not being motivated?
Which is
their,
why
their approach sucks
at
the plate.
Oh, it's awful. Which is why Kapler's not totally forgiven. You know, Kapler's not in the confessional and they say, all right, yep, your sins are forgiven, no big deal. But at the same time, he's not on the field.
I'm not saying fire Kapler, but somebody's got to be held responsible for how bad they are.
So who is it, though?
At this point, you're just, the scapegoat's going to have to be Maley. Because there's no way all these guys could be this hot and cold all the time. All of them. There's like, I've never seen anything like it. Their approach at the plate is horrendous. All of them, though. It's not just like, oh, one guy's cold. No, they're all cold.
Awful. Absolutely awful. And getting back to the Sixers point real quickly, we got a tweet from Joe here, FIFA211. It's Butler and Middleton / Kawhi or bust. I don't know if Kawhi's feasible. Listen, Kawhi is that kind of guy that you drop everything for. Kawhi is the top-tier free agent. Of course. If you can get Kawhi Leonard, I will happily drive Jimmy Butler and happily drive Tobias Harris to whatever team offers them a max contract. I'll drop them off the front door if Kawhi Leonard's a Sixer. But to say Kawhi, to say Butler and Middleton, that's intriguing. Middleton instead of Harris. Now, Joe, if you're listening, I'm curious why Middleton instead of Harris. Because as little as I am for the same outcome happening next season, and it very well could, they could get to the semifinals, they could maybe even get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose. And then they're right back in the same spot with everybody a year older and everybody going to have to get paid another year sooner, a.k.a. Ben Simmons. But at this point, I think the Sixers' best option is, in fact, to run it back. I'm not a big catchphrase guy. I don't really buy into that kind of thing, but I think it's right. I think in this case, the Sixers' best option is to run it back, bring Butler back, bring Tobias Harris back. And the reason that I say that is the last thing you want to do is end up with nothing. And you end up with Matisse Thybulle. And that's it.
That's what happened last year.
Right. So that's the thing is, you can't strike out twice in a row. You cannot miss on back-to-back free agent classes. LeBron doesn't come here. He makes a personal decision. I don't fault the guy. The only thing that he says is stupid to me is it was a basketball decision. No, it wasn't. It was a personal decision. That's fine. Set your life up in LA. But you strike out on LeBron. You don't go get Kawhi. Paul George they miss out on too because to nobody's thought process, he signs again in Oklahoma City. But then you make the trades. You make the trades for Jimmy Butler and the trade for Tobias Harris. And to me, the symbol of winning is fine. If you make trades and you go all in, that's cool. But you have to get these guys back. You don't draft trade for Jimmy Butler and trade for Tobias Harris on one-year contracts with at least the thought process that you're going to bring these guys back. Which is why, again, it comes back to the opening topic of my show. Let's relax on Elton Brand. He said it'll all make sense soon. So if they like to pair Matisse Thybulle and Zaire Smith off the bench with Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and perhaps J.J. Redick coming back, I'm all for it. I don't think that they have any other option.
Then it'll make sense soon.
It will make sense soon, Elton. I'm holding you to that, though. I am holding you to that fact. Because if it doesn't make sense soon, you're the one that's going to have to answer questions. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt for now, and I'm holding off for 8 days or 10 days or 15 days or whatever free agency lasts when Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris or Kawhi Leonard are still available. But I'm holding you to that. 610-632-0975. Hey, by the way, one of our favorite days of the year is coming up. FanFest 2019. Brian, it'll be your first one? I don't know if you have you been there before? Just thumbs up, thumbs down. You have been there, so it won't be your first one. But you know how good of a time it is. FanFest 2019, it's back Saturday, August 24th. Of course, it's at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to get a ticket to get in. So far, some of our events, all of our Fanatic hosts will be there. And then, of course, we're joined by Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff. Bikini Beach is back as well. Tropical Oasis built in the middle of the Xfinity Live parking lot. That's created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Plus, something we still don't know about yet, a very special feature added to the beach this year. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyle Luxury Rentals. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest, both by one exit mobile escape room for a great team building experience like no other. Visit them at oneexitmobileescaperoom.com. A golf simulator from Limfield National Golf 364 and a closest to the pin contest. And of course, one lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano. That gives you flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets, all courtesy of phillysportstrip.com. Plus, we'll be giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. And some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jeweler, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And of course, thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, online at turnersvilledodge.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader of everything power sports. Well, that went quickly. That was one of the faster 30 minutes I've had here at the station so far. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you give Elton Brand just a quick 8-more-day chance before you go crazy on him, because it'll all make sense soon.
And it'll make sense soon.
Thank you, Brian McLaughlin, for producing and co-hosting today. Checkpoint Radio comes up your way next. We'll talk to you live again tomorrow morning right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.